Yeah, we're here because we're one of the 99%. We're part of it.
Is there an issue that concerns you?
My children's future.
Yeah.
I want them to have a good future. I want them to believe in this world. I want them to believe in the people that live in this world. And, you know, my family is, we're a fortunate family. We do well. We have food to eat. We have toys, right? But we believe in sharing. And we would be very, very happy to pay more taxes as a more fortunate family so that every family has the opportunities that we have. And we're here to show our children that we believe that, that we don't just talk about it at the dinner table, that we come out and we believe it and we do it.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, we're just trying to get the money, all the huge amounts of money out of the 1% and start to, you know, trickle it down to some of the 99%. You know, we want equal shares around. I'm sick of watching, you know, people in magazines with tons of stuff and then poor starving children on the streets. You know, it's got to end. It's time. It's our time. Yeah. We're gonna change it. Yeah, we're gonna push forward and we're gonna make some differences here. I think it's our time.
Yeah. Are there any particular social programs that concern you in Canada that are disappearing or?
just to name a few. I think for me, a lot of the Aboriginal programs.
Oh yeah.
A lot of the, you know, taking money out of those programs and putting them into war and big business. I mean, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like we've got to start putting money into children's mouths and not into big business and corporations.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to end.
I just want to say that we're not trying to say that people shouldn't be allowed to make money and that people shouldn't be allowed to have things. We're trying to say, let's be flippin' reasonable here. Everything in moderation. That's what I tell my girls. You want a cookie? In moderation. Everything's in moderation. And as a mother, I understand that concept. As a CEO, they don't seem to get it. And I'm just sick and tired of hearing about these million-dollar golden handshakes and these billion-dollar bailouts when there are people starving to death, when there are people who literally have no homes, who are literally starving. Look at that person in that picture. And tell me how someone who receives a salary of $1 million a year plus can sleep at night. That's disgusting. And I refuse to live in a world and tell my girls that we're allowing that to happen. Every time we buy our goods, we allow that to happen. And I am part